The Lebanon Liquor and Wine Outlet is one of more than a dozen state stores with this new heritage cider section. Brands like Milk and Honey from Minnesota, Castle Hill from Virginia, and Stem from Colorado. I'm here with Nicole Broussard-Jordan with the State Liquor Commission.
I'm thrilled the fact that we can bring these ciders from all over the U.S. into New Hampshire and be the leader in this cider section in particular.
This is the first major liquor retailer nationally to carve out a special section for these higher-end ciders. The bottles on the shelves meet strict criteria as to the types of apples used, and they don't use juice from concentrate or back-sweeten after fermentation. Plus, they're beautifully labeled, not unlike fine wines or liquors. Joining Broussard-Jordan here is a local orchard owner named Steve Wood. He's been lobbying for this change in the store for months, but it's the first time he's seeing it in person.
There it is, man. That's the real deal. And it's labeled. They labeled it Heritage Cider. That's just totally cool.
Wood's been making cider for decades. For most of that time, though, even though he was getting good reviews from places like the New York Times, the cider market just wasn't there. Virtually no one was drinking the stuff. Then, about 5 years ago, things started to change. Cider sales were jumping. Wood thought he was finally seeing the breakthrough he'd been waiting for.
I thought, okay, now we're rolling.
He invested in a big new building so he could start churning out more and more product. Cider sales nationally doubled, tripled. Today, it's a more than $1.3 billion market, but Wood sales?
Not happening right now.
That's because the ciders that were doing well, and still are different from the kind of cider Wood makes. For one, they're cheaper, around $9 for a six-pack. Wood sells his wine-sized bottles for about $15 each.
There's a market that recognizes the difference in wine, and there is no bloody market that recognizes the difference in cider.
Fundamentally, that difference comes down to the raw materials, the apples. About 70 miles northwest of Wood's place in Middlebury, Vermont, is the cavernous production facility of Woodchuck, at one point the biggest cider brand in the country.
This is an 8,000-gallon tank of cider, and right now it's cloudy.
Ben Calvi is Woodchuck's general manager. He explains the vast majority of its product, like most cider sold in the U.S., is made from supermarket apples like McIntosh or Honeycrisp.
We rely on the leftover apples that don't get sold for a profit to a store.
He's buying this fruit from farmers for less than it costs them to grow the apples, which is great in terms of his bottom line, he says, but it's not doing much to support the orchards long term. Meanwhile, other cider makers like Wood at his orchard in New Hampshire are using more esoteric apple varieties grown specifically for cider making, like Golden Russet and Porter's Perfection. The resulting ciders are often higher in tannins, less sweet, with a more complex taste. Calvi, by the way, supports highlighting these heritage brands. He actually makes a small amount of cider this way himself.
So it keeps things interesting. It keeps our fans engaged with what are we coming out with next.
The challenge now, though, is consumers have come to associate cider with a sweeter, lower alcohol drink, and some have written it off altogether. Michelle McGrath heads the U.S. Association of Cider Makers and represents brands at all price levels. She says this trend is frustrating.
If you don't like a beer, you don't write off the entire beer category. If you don't like a wine, generally you're going to try at least a couple reds and a couple whites before you decide you don't like wine.
She and other cider makers across the country have been trying to convince wine drinkers to give heritage ciders a shot. That includes Wood, who's growing his own apples year after year at his hillside orchards in Lebanon. For him and others following a similar path, it could mean the difference of whether they can make it, not just as cider makers, but as apple growers as well. For NHPR News, I'm Breecha Green.